12:39 yesterday, Saturday. We took our first call of a grass field fire north of Lamar's at 130th and Highway 75. Prior to even going en route to that, there was a second call put out for Merrill and Lamar's for 240th and Key, 250th and Key area for another field grass fire. At that point, I advised the comm center to have Hinton go help Merrill because we just had that one called in up north. Upon arrival up north, we had fire burning from just south of 130th and Highway 75 on the west side of the highway. It had jumped 130th, the gravel road north of that, and was burning to the north. And then it had also jumped Highway 75, which was amazing, to the east at 130th Avenue and 75. At that point, we called Owens and Morris and tried to get Ireton, and they were already on another call, so then they sent Orange City to help us as well. Thankfully, on that one, we had three tractors with discs show up fairly quickly, so they were able to work the field to the east. There was a farmstead just north of 130th on the east side that the fire was impinging on, and the discs were able to cut that off. We used about 11,000 gallons of water up there, and we worked disc on the northeast side across 130th and also on both the west sides of Highway 75, north and south of 130th, to get that controlled. The cause of that appears to be a burn pile that wasn't burnt yesterday, of course, thank goodness, in the 60-mile-an-hour wind, but was burnt for the last couple days, Dave. And when we have that, these winds, you know, churn that back up. Tree piles can burn for weeks and weeks, and you've got to have people keeping an eye on those, and if they don't, this is what happens. Now, luckily up north, we were able to save that farmstead with the help of the tractors and the disc and all the little grass rigs we had running around out in the field. When we were done with that, we did start sending units down to the other fire at 240th, 250th, and Key. That fire had actually spread all the way across the section from southwest to northeast, jumped all the way to Lake Avenue and jumped Lake Avenue. It jumped C-44, the county blacktop, and continued north and east. That fire had originally Merrill and Hinton, and then they called Kingsley up because at that time Remsen had a house fire east of Remsen that they called Marcus and Granville to help with. At one point, we had every fire department in Plymouth County busy. If we would have had another fire, we would have been in trouble. There was nobody left to go. Akron was out, I think, on three yesterday. So we dispersed down to this other fire, and we took everybody we had. We took Owens, we took Orange City, Lamar's, and went down to help Merrill and Hinton. We had several discs show up down there, I want to say 10, trying to get that cut off in the fields. As fast as that was burning, Dave, unfortunately, we did lose a whole farmstead, the house, the garage, the outbuildings at the corner of C-44 and Lake. It got across the road into the trees and into another farmstead, and we were able to stop that right there at C-44 and Lake. We had another grove south on Lake Avenue from C-44 on the east side that had fire in the trees and on the farm equipment, and Hinton was able to get that controlled down there. Just a very, very dangerous situation. We did lose one fire apparatus where we had some going across the field, a couple firefighters, and the fire basically overtook them. They couldn't see. They bailed out of the truck and were able to get into the ditch line, but unfortunately the fire burnt the whole fire vehicle up. One of the grass rigs is totally destroyed. That was just moving so fast. At one point, we had 58-mile-an-hour straight winds. And then, as I've always said, fire creates its own wind, so I'm not sure what the speed of that, probably 80 to 100-mile-an-hour wind down in the middle of that fire. So we were out there back and forth down to that Lake Avenue call last night and finally finished up cleaning up and kind of getting stuff put back together about midnight, quarter to one this morning.
Did you end up using tankers for all these for the water?
Yeah, we down on the Lake Avenue fire, we probably shuttled 20,000 gallons of water from a hydrant here back in Lamar's at C38. We also had some farmers that offered some tank wagons that they had. We had the Elevator Agri Center offer semi trucks of water. We ended up having enough water. It was just getting that fire cut off through the fields where those discs are a lifesaver, literally. Right. And then we mopped up. We did have a couple power poles on C-44 burn off. Mid-American Energy had to come out, and they actually hooked a truck onto one of them to hold it up in the air so we could continue using C-44. That road is open now.
Okay.
But there is a lot of devastation out there, and groves that were burning that we left burn because everything around them was either dissed or already burned up, so they weren't going to go anywhere. So there's still smoke and things smoldering down in that area this morning. That appears to be another burn pile that was burnt the day before, about a mile south of C-44 between Lake and Key. Hopefully it's awful windy again today. I wanted to try to get some drone footage of it and some pictures that way to really show the true depth and how far this fire went. You know, you're looking at 3 miles of fire, which is unbelievable and hard to control. But kudos to all the fire departments yesterday and the farmers that helped. And of course, we had people bring us drinking water and food and things like that. We didn't have a lot of time to eat it, but the thoughts are appreciated and things like that. And the farmers that put themselves in harm's way with their tractors and disc, we couldn't have done it without them. We would have lost a lot more buildings and property. And thank goodness yesterday we didn't lose any lives. We were close with a couple firefighters there. And, you know, we know the risk we take when we go out on these. But I've been doing this 34 years now, and I have never seen a fire like yesterday with that wind. Just unbelievable with the dry conditions and things.
Yeah, it was amazing you guys got that even tamped down the way you did. And like you said, the safety part of it, that everybody came through pretty good shape and nobody seriously injured or killed, it's just probably a miracle within itself. But if you've never donated to the fire department, this would be a time to think about it. Like you said, you really put you guys in harm's way, and it took a huge team effort from everywhere to keep things under control yesterday. As you said, those winds, I don't know how you'd even start to put something like that out. But with all that great work and effort, thanks and congratulations to all you guys. I mean, it took a lot. So.
It did. And we're going to work on getting another grass rig pickup. That's what we're going to do with donations.
Seems like this area,
We used to get by with some of those tanker trucks, and we use those to shuttle water. And we can use those sometimes in the fall when the ground's hard, but it's pretty soft. And you wouldn't think so because we haven't had a lot of moisture, but the ground is soft, but the vegetation on top is dry. So the only way to get into some of those areas is with those grass pickups. And currently we have one in Lamar's, and we just actually talked about it about a week ago, and we need another one. And so we're going to try to raise some funds to do that. Like you said, and all those donations do help. So thanks for mentioning that, Dave.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time to explain what happened, and hope you can get a couple more minutes of rest. I know you got not hardly any sleep last night, but thanks again, and let's keep those fires down until these winds die down, which could be a couple more days yet. So.
Yeah, I can truly see the burn ban probably be put back into place,
for sure.
And it'll be in for a long time because, you know, we had it in place, and then we lifted it after we got just a little bit of moisture, which was probably too soon. But, you know, we were getting phone calls. A lot of guys had some stuff to clean up and get rid of before they start planting. But we just can't have this we had yesterday.
Too dry, And things like you say, even if we got a little inch or so of rain, it dries up so fast it doesn't take much. So, well, thanks again, Chief. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thanks for keeping us updated.
Thank you.